Hey, Benson, how are you?
Good.
Good. My name's Matt, by the way. And looks like you were talking with Tara. She's really good at kind of explaining the basics of what we do. Have you, like, ever done any marketing before for the business?
Just Facebook, and I just started Angie's List.
Okay. How's the Angie's working for you?
The quotes are starting tomorrow.
Okay.
Early, yeah, leads.
Gotcha. Yeah, Angie's is okay. I mean, it can definitely get you leads. Only downside to Angie's and Yelp and those, like, service providers is they're not exclusive leads, right? So that lead, when it comes in, obviously, as you know, they're going to share that with, like, three other guys in your area, right? And so the person that gets to the customer first kind of wins. So, you know, that's probably one of the best tidbits I could give you on Angie's is just make sure when that lead comes in, you're like the first guy on it. Otherwise, it becomes very problematic, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of clients that start with Angie's, but eventually they get into my camp, right? Because nothing beats being on top of Google, right? So what we do is we get you on the first page of Google. So anybody that types in any keyword that relates to your pay, your business, we want to make sure that you're on the top. Okay. Now I see that you do a lot of different like services. Are you trying to stay more on the handyman side, but also trying to do roofing? Kind of explain to me, Vincent, like what kind of your day to day is and what you're trying to focus in on with the business.
We do a lot of stuff. So decks, pole barns, roofs, houses.
Do you have any, like, licensing in your state?
Yeah, you have to have your contractor's license.
So you have a general contractor's license, basically?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. How long you've been Naylor Contracting for?
I just started that probably 6 months ago.
6 months, okay. Did you set up anything like an LLC or a DBA or anything like that?
It's an LLC.
Okay. And the name Naylor Contracting is, that name is under an LLC right now, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Did you also set up any general liability insurance for the business?
Yep.
Okay. And there's reasons why I'm asking this stuff because Google has different products. And the good news is I can get you some great marketing going this year. In terms of helping your business grow, right? Obviously, that's why you went to Angie's, right? Because you want leads and obviously you want to grow your business, okay? Now, did you sign a year contract with Angie's or is it like strictly month to month right now?
It's a year.
Okay, gotcha. Well, let me kind of go like what I do and how we do it, kind of break that down to you. Obviously, I have all kinds of different packages. And the good news, though, is, Vincent, if Angie's doesn't work out, I can help you get out of that your contract. I've helped a lot of people get out of their contracts, by the way. Okay? You know, that's kind of the downside to Angie's is, like, they're notorious for locking people in long-term contracts before you guys ever get a chance to even try them. Because let's say in a month or 2 months from now, if it's not working – you know, it's not necessarily fair for you to have to keep paying them, right, if they're not giving you solid leads that are turning into jobs. Wouldn't you agree?
Right.
Yeah. So that's why Angie's got slapped down by the government 3 years ago was for that same reason, and they're still doing the same thing. Again, I'm not here to talk about Angie's, but I just don't like them. I think they're the devil, to be honest with you. What they do to people is completely wrong, and, you know, they just – like I said, they'll put you into your contract, whether it works or doesn't work. They'll try to hold you to the fire. So, but if it ever comes to the point where you are spending money with them and it's not turning a return on investment, just let me know. I'll definitely help you get out of that. I helped a big roofing company in North Carolina not too long ago. They were spending over $2,500 a month with Angie's. and they were with them for quite some time, and none of those jobs were turning into like actual paying jobs. So they had spent a lot of money with Angie's, and then finally got in my camp, and they've only been with me for like 45 days, and I've already gotten them more work than Angie's got them in 4 months. So it is, again, a night and day difference when it comes to being on Google versus anywhere else. So the first step that we do, Benson, is we figure out what type of jobs you like to do, and then we're going to optimize you on Google for those keywords, okay? So right. Your home base is McAllisterville, is that correct?
Yeah, that's where I grew up, but
is the business in a different area now, or?
Yeah, it's not far. It's just Lewistown. It's up north a little further.
Lewistown, okay. Because, I mean, I showed as one, so what's the zip code down there for you?
17044.
Oh, because we showed as 1049. Okay. Gotcha. No problem. Okay. So, like, anywhere in the Lewistown area, right, we want to make sure that you show up. So, like, handyman keywords, roofing keywords, right, all the keywords that relate to your business, we want to make sure that, number one, that not only are you showing up, right, but you're getting jobs and getting a good return on your investment. So the first step is we're going to get you to show up on the map section, okay? So like I said, anybody that types in those keywords, you're going to show up. They're going to click and call you directly, right? And obviously, you know, you'll get a good like return on your investment with that package. Now, in addition to that, right, Google has this thing where it's a pay-per-lead program, okay? And what's nice about the pay-per-lead program, Benson, is you only pay for the leads you want, which is great, right? You know, unfortunately, like Angie's, they don't give you that luxury, right? And the nice thing is Google's not going to share that lead with your competitors, okay? So what happens is, right, in the Lancaster, Lebanon, York, that whole surrounding area, right, and obviously the surrounding communities, you're going to show up on that pay-per-lead program at the very tippy top for the keywords that relate to the general contracting section, right, of Google, okay?
Right.
And how it works is this. It comes in the form of a phone call, okay? And then let's say it makes sense for you to, like, you want this lead, right? Well, then you would agree to meet that person, right? And then at that point, that's when Google would charge you for the lead, okay? If you don't like the lead, you're not going to go meet that person, okay? Now, it does take some time to get set up for the paper leads. It's like a 4 to 8 week process, so it is some time, okay? Because there's a lot of steps that we have to do. First step is we got to make sure we get your website. We got to get you 5-star reviews on Google, your Google business profile. A background check needs to be done on you, so no felonies over like the last 7 years now. We got to show them that you have $100,000 in lease general liability insurance and show that you have a contractor's license in Pennsylvania, right? So all of those steps got to be like checkbox and completed. Our team will handle all that for you. Okay, we'll just grab the paperwork when we request it from you. But the good news is once that sets up, it'll be good for when you need extra work, okay? So what does that look like? Well, there's going to be times even on our just basic package, Benson, where you can take on more work, okay? Because our basic package is just a flat rate. We keep you on the map section of Google on all your keywords. In addition, we run a little bit of Facebook advertising. I'll explain that in a second. Well, let's say in, you know, a couple weeks from now, like, you can take on more work. Well, then obviously when you are able to take on more work, you can just turn that on, take a couple leads, and work it really aggressively, and then you can turn it off when you're too busy. So the good news is with our app, you can turn on and off the paper leads at any time. Pretty neat, huh?
Sure.
Yeah. So we focus on a couple different areas. As I always say, I'm a kind of a fishing kind of guy analogy. So we fish in a few different ponds, okay? So the first pond is making, like, anybody in your area, when they type in keywords, you show up on the first page, okay, on the map section. We all use the map section, like Chinese restaurant near me or, you know, grocery store near me, that stuff. So that's going to be the kind of the basic understanding of how that would work. The second way is, let's say Mary, okay, and she's out of Lancaster, PA. She types kitchen remodeling. She sees Naylor Contracting, right, on Google, right? But she doesn't call you. Let's say Mary, 30 minutes later, doing what Mary does, goes on to Facebook and starts scrolling around. Well, since Mary typed in kitchen remodel onto Google, she's now going to see every time she logs on to her Facebook an ad that we custom create for your business showing up on her Facebook page. Okay? It's called retargeting ads. Something we've been doing for like over 13 years now as a business. Okay? And why do we choose Facebook over any other platform besides Google? Well, Facebook is actually, Benson, the second most visited place besides Google. So obviously we want to make sure we, you know, are not only there, but we're capturing that book of business. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
Okay. So we don't spend crazy amounts of money on the Facebook approach. It's there to try to get in front of people, right? And to capture some business and still get you clients by using that technique, right? But not going too crazy where we're just throwing money down the drain. So we spend $100 a month on our package on those Facebook retargeting ads. And believe me, you will get business off of it, okay? Because it's geared only towards people that are actively typing in keywords in your surrounding area, right? Those are the only people that are going to see the ad on Facebook. So we don't just mass blanket it to people either, because that technique wouldn't work. Okay? Does that make sense, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay. So what most of my clients do, Benson, is they start off with our ideal package. Okay? The ideal package includes you being on the map section, includes the Facebook retargeting ads, like I talked about, that's $100 out of that package a month towards those. And then us working on setting you up for the pay-per-leads, you know, eventually so that you can take from that as well. Okay? Basically three levels here. Okay? Now, let's fast forward. Let's say we start with the ideal package. And again, I'm going to keep going over all the pricing with you so you understand it all too. We go through the ideal package. It's end of February. We got all the steps completed for Google to approve you to go at the way top of Google. Okay. And it's now time to start taking your pay per leads. Okay. How that works is this. Okay. Anytime you want that lead, Google's going to charge you for that exclusive lead $68 for that lead. Okay. So if somebody calls you up and says, hey, I need you to change a faceplate on my electrical outlet that's 33 cents at Home Depot, obviously you're not going to pay $68 for that lead. But if somebody calls you up and says, hey, I need my whole roof repaired, or I need a whole new shingle roof, right, you're going to pay $68 all day long for that lead. So the good news is, you have the ability to pick and choose, like, who you want to pay for and who you don't. Does that make sense so far?
Right.
Okay. So, obviously, being at the very tippy top of Google has its advantages. Why? Well, everybody uses Google to find businesses. In fact, they've done studies on this. 93% of all people go to Google the first place not Angie's, not Facebook, not TikTok, right? Not Home Advisor or Thumbtack. They go to Google 93% of times when they're trying to find a business. Okay. So this is why my trades guys do so well, is because once we get you on the first page and we get you to start dominating the first page, Benson, it literally can help take your business to the next level. Okay. And the nice thing is we're not here to just get you to spend as much money. Okay. That's the one thing that I like about my company and what we do, right? Is we try to kind of crawl before we walk and then walk before we crawl, kind of, you know, philosophy here, because we got to build some steam up, right? It takes some time to even get you on the first page of Google. It's going to take us 2 to 3 weeks to build out everything from your website, right, to your ads, right, to your Google business profile, and then helping you start getting 5-star reviews, right? So your first 30 days, you will get results, right? But it's really month 2 that this thing takes off, right? You're going to see like a noticeable night and day difference in phone calls, okay? And then obviously month 3, it's like full steam ahead, right? So there is a little bit of a ramp up period. It's not like crazy long either. But the nice thing is, you know, once we get you on the first page of Google, it's going to start getting you like more and more results. Okay. So $68 a lead is how the paper leads work. Okay. In addition to that, on that program, Google is going to make you prepay for 13 leads up front. Okay. It's like a prepaid account, sort of say. As I always say, like a prepaid gas card kind of thing, right? You pay 13 leads up front, so 68 times 13. When the time comes, that's going to be an $884 investment to get that going. Okay? You tracking with me so far?
Yeah.
Okay. So some people, they start off with their ideal package, right? And this all makes sense for them. It just depends, again, how aggressively you want to grow, right, what your plans are, you know. But, you know, how long ago did you pay Angie's? Like, when did you exactly take care of that?
It was – wasn't that long ago. I don't know, 2 weeks.
2 weeks? And it hasn't even started yet? Hmm. Is it because they're just building everything out, or what's going on with it?
The that payment doesn't start until they open the account. So that's tomorrow. So then that's when my first month will start.
Oh, gotcha. So you haven't even paid them yet? Technically.
No. Well, no, I think I did.
Something you need to probably look into, huh?
Yeah, I forget. I think the contract's a couple $100 and they have to give me 40 leads a month or something.
Yeah. Are they getting you, what kind of leads are they going to get you? Handyman leads? Roofing leads?
Yeah.
Are they getting you?
Everything you said.
Okay.
Roof, decks, handyman.
Yeah. Yeah. So as long as you stay on top of it, and like I said, because here's the one thing you're going to notice with Angie right away. You're not the only person getting that lead, which sucks, right? Because you're going to have people coming in there underbidding you all day long. And, you know, people right now, they want the cheapest price, right? So that's something you're going to see right away with Angie. So as long as you stay on top of those leads and you're like aggressive on them, you can turn a few of those into jobs. I'm not saying it's not going to work, but I'm saying it's going to be a lot of work to get a couple jobs out of it as well, okay? Whereas, obviously, being on Google, it's going to be less competitive. Why? Well, typically people on Google, when they see a business and they see, like, a bunch of 5-star reviews and they see a business that's on the first page, you know, they already know that they're trustworthy. They already know that, you know, they make sense. And oftentimes, as long as the price is right, you know, it's not as competitive, right, as it is like with Angie's, like forcing, you know, their competitors to get in, you know, your client's face, if that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, again, I don't know what you're spending, but let me go over the pricing with you on how this all works for us, okay? Good news is the holidays. We got some really good promos running right now, okay? So the first thing is, if we decided to do the ideal package, which I highly recommend because it sets you up for both short-term and long-term success, and includes those paper leads as well. First month is $549, okay? So the first month is a little bit, right, in terms of costs, because we got to get your background check paid for. We got to get all the paperwork handled with Google. It pays for your first month of service, the $100 of retargeting ads too. And then every month thereafter, Benson, it goes down to $299. The $299 keeps you on Google. And out of that $299, right, we're spending $100 on retargeting ads, right, to generate you business from Facebook as well. In addition to your $299, the only additional cost is how many pay-per-leads of $68 basically you take when you need that extra bump or that extra little bit of business.
Okay.
Now,
yeah,
please.
I...
Mm-hmm. Go on, what were you going to say?
I don't know. I'd like to see how Angie's list takes off first.
Yeah. How much you spend with Angie's?
$385.
Okay. So I'm actually on a month-to-month a little bit less, okay, which is good. I mean, yeah, obviously it depends on how many pay-per-leads you take. So theoretically, I'm probably going to be about the same or maybe even a little bit higher, okay? But I'm putting you on the first page of Google. So obviously, you know, just like my fishing analogies, right? You know, you got to go where the fish are, right? Yes, Angie's could try and get you some business. I'm not going to discount it. Most of the time, you know, people aren't, you know, getting the success though out of Angie's because of the competitive nature that they basically facilitate by sending that lead to three other of your competitors. Right?
Yeah.
You're going to see right away. That's the downside of it, right? The upside, though, is if you're on top of your leads, right, and you're working them aggressively and you're willing to put all that extra effort that it's going to take to get it to churn, then sure, you can churn some business off of that, okay? But, you know, there is already an existing book of business on being on the first page of Google right now in your backyard that your competitors are getting right now, right? Like, I'm sure you know some of these guys, too. Let's talk about it because, you know, let's see here. Roofing company. Let's just see who's under roofing right now. There's, you know, Good Hands Roofing or Roof X?
No.
Roof X? Any of those guys?
Nope.
There's Sunnyview Roofing and Heritage Roofing Systems in Belleville.
Yeah, I know Heritage.
Yeah. So these guys are all on the first page. Okay? So what I'm talking about is getting you to be up there. Right? Good Hands got 164 five-star reviews. So definitely doing something right. Right? So my point is, though, you being on Google is going to transform your business. I mean, I don't have to explain Google to you. You understand Google. So, but a lot of times, trades guys, they go to like Thumbtack and Angie's and, you know, all these different platforms, Yelp even, right? And they never get like true marketing success because they don't go to Google, right? And so, I mean, like I said, I have guys all over the map right now, Benson. I have some guys that spend $50,000 a month with me, right? Straight up. And, you know, we got to obviously start somewhere, in terms of like helping you get on Google and then obviously start getting the business. But based on our conversation though, can you see how the ideal package would benefit your business?
Yeah. I've looked into getting on Google already and as an option and stuff, but, I guess they had, Andy's had a good sales rep. Easily influenced.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know if I'd like to spend all this money right away, starting out.
So if the 549 doesn't make sense for you, right? Cause again, I have the ability to do things here. What we could do, instead of doing the paper leads starting out, we could just get you on the map section and the $100 a month of the Facebook ads. And basically that runs $299 a month, right? So your first month would be $299 and then every month thereafter. And then once things start moving along and you start getting more and more business, then we could work on getting the pay-per-leads set up later, right? And that's that. And the good news is right now, since it is the holidays, we're throwing in the website for free. So you're going to get a free website, and we make beautiful websites to your liking, right? Any changes you want done, right? And the cool thing with our platform, too, it's going to help you get 5-star reviews. So obviously you've been in business for some time now, right? All the people that you've done business with, right? I don't know how you've been keeping organized with like all their contact information, but even if you had like 15 or 20 different people you've done business with, like their name and cell phone number, you simply input that into our system. Our system will send out an automated text message with a link to your Google profile, so that they can start giving you 5-star reviews, right, on it.
Right.
Right. So I've had a lot of clients do that. Are you in front of Google right now?
No.
Okay. Because I wanted to show you, like, some of my clients and how they've used it. But I have a lot of clients that have taken their Google 5-stars to hundreds and hundreds of reviews, right, where they've like literally grown their business. That is part of the involvement that you're going to be involved with, is making sure you stay on top of like using our system to get those 5-star reviews, because half the battle is us getting you onto Google. The other half of the battle is showing that you're credible to the public, right, by having 5-star reviews. Okay.
Right.
You know, because they're not going to your Angie's page to see whether you're credible or not. They're going to type in a keyword, let's say roofing, right? They're going to type that keyword in, and they're going to look at the people on the first page, right? So, yes, we're going to get you on the first page, but having those 5-star reviews, having a bunch of pictures, right, all the stuff that we need, right, to show that you're credible, and then that way they're going to want to call you and do business with you ultimately, you know, by that. Like, I'm looking at your Facebook page. Like, you have a really good video of you putting, looks like a metal roof, right, on it.
Yeah.
And, like, that's cool. See, like, you're doing some good stuff. Like, you're posting your, like, good pictures. So with us, we would be using your business Facebook page, right, Benson, to do those retargeting ads. Because we're going to link Facebook and Google together. So anybody in the area typing in anything that relates to you, those specific people will be getting that Facebook ad to help, like, get them to call you from Facebook as well. So with the $299 package, that'll get you both on Google and that'll get you on the Facebook, where those people like will see your ad and want to say, hey. And the good news is you've been posting on your Facebook. So you already kind of have like a little head start in that sense, right? So when they see your business Facebook page, it's like, okay, this guy's been around for a little bit and It's not like you don't just look like this like a startup. Make sense?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're already in the right step and like kind of the right direction. Now we just got to throw some fuel on the fire and really start getting you leads. And to shoot you straight, right, my campaign will outperform Angie's and literally pay for both, like both this and your Angie's expense, because that's how well, once we get it up and running, it's going to perform for you.
Huh.
You want to give it a try?
Not yet, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. What's got you, like, on the fence right now?
Oh, their contract and...
Okay.
And the price. I just don't know if I can afford both of them.
Yeah, I gotcha. The good news is, though, that Angie's, right, that is something I can help you get out of. I probably helped over 100 people get out of Angie's contract. Okay? And let me explain why. Okay? Angie's, 3 years ago, you can Google this yourself. You can just type in Angie's and then FTC, which stands for Federal Trade Commission. Right? Federal government came down on Angie's 3 years ago. Hard. They made them pay over $7.2 million back to businesses, okay, for doing the exact same thing they're doing to you right now, okay? That's why my business won't put you in any long-term contract, because we're so confident in what we do and we back up what we say that we don't need to put you in any long-term contract, right? So,
right.
And as long as you're getting the results, guess what? You're going to keep paying us. Right? So 93% of people stay with me, Benson, every month. Okay? Only reason why 7% of people drop out is only a couple of reasons. One, they either had unrealistic expectations. They think their phone's going to ring the first week, right? Or two, they're not picking up their phone. Like, I have guys that I have to call literally and say, hey, why aren't you answering your phone? Right? Or I'll go in their back office and I'll see leads in there and I'll talk to them. I say, hey, did you call Nancy? Why didn't you call Nancy? What about this Rick guy? Did you call Rick? Right? And they're like, what are you talking about? Right? So they're just not staying on top of their business. Right? And then the last thing is they're not using our tools to its potential, like getting the 5-star reviews and making meetings with us, right? And they're just not actively involved in trying to grow their business. But as long as you're actively working your leads, you're staying in communication with us, we can definitely get you, like, real growth, right? And so my recommendation would be to just do the $299 package, you know, and get it. We are trying to get... And thankfully, it's not too far from you, right? We're trying to get the keyword handyman right now taken care of in McAllisterville, because that's why you got a call today, okay?
Right.
So we are calling people right now as we speak, because anytime like a first page placement opens up, Google shares that information with us because we're a Google partner. And so my company, that's how we get our new clients, right, is we just fill first place placement. But we're not just going to stop there on handyman. We'll help you on the other keywords as well. But we are looking for a handyman. And once we do fill a handyman specifically, like, we can't work with another handyman in the area, because that's also part of, right, our Google commitment, because Google requires that of us. Okay. So, you know, we'd love it to be you, obviously, you know, filling this position. Did you actually pay Angie's yet, or you don't know?
I can look.
Yeah. Why don't you take a look? Because if you haven't paid them, you know, there's always a way where you could put it on hold, right?
Yep. Paid him the 24th.
Okay. Oh, so you paid him right before Christmas, 2 days ago.
Right.
Would you pay him like a couple hundred bucks, or did you pay him the full?
$385 with the monthly.
Okay. Gotcha. I mean, look. Yeah. It just really comes down to what you want to do with your business, you know? I mean, $385 really wasn't a lot of money either in the grand, you know, of things. But, you know, as you know, you got to spend a little money to make money, right? And that's what you're kind of in that phase right now, trying to figure out, okay, what's going to work and what's not, you know? If I was able to, like, let's say, go to my team, because I know it is the holidays, and let's say I can get you, like, $50 off. I mean, that would be the best anybody could do. Instead of it being $299, let's say I was able to go get you $249. Do you think maybe you could swing that? And then I would, I'd make sure we'd lock you in at $249, too. So you'd be paying $249 every month. So you would, that would never go up on you. The only additional thing, obviously, is if you ever decide to do the paper leads in the future.
Yeah, the only way I'd do that is if I could get out of the contract with Andy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I could definitely help you with that. I mean, you're probably going to want to use, like, this month's worth of service with it, right? But I would help you get out of that contract. And it's very simple. Let me tell you how you get out of it and how I've helped over 100 people get out of that Angie's contract. It comes down to, first off, you don't want to cancel it right out, like right now, right? Because you've already paid them and they're not going to give you your money back from this transaction. Ain't happening, right? But
right.
What you do, Benson, is when, so the 24th, so the next billing on them is going to be the 24th, which is a Saturday. So you would, that week of January, you're going to obviously want to, right, because there's 30 days. Hold on, there's 31 days in January. Okay, so it's 1, 2, 3. Okay, so they're actually going to bill you that Friday because there's 31 days in December, right? So they're going to bill you that Friday, the 23rd. Okay. So that week of January, okay, let's say you've been working everything and let's say you were, by the grace of God, was able to get a deal out of it. Okay. And you're like, okay, but it still doesn't make sense for me to keep spending this money. It's just not cost economical. I'd rather put the money in with Local Splash, keeping me on first page of Google. Okay. And so let's say you're like, okay, I want to quit Angie's, okay? The week of, so you would start it on the 19th of January, and you would basically say, okay, first thing you do is you send them an email, okay? This is how every one of my clients do it, okay? All right? And I learned this from a client a long time ago, and then I read a Reddit article of other people doing it, so this is why it works, okay? You send them an email, okay? You send them an email. Dear Angie's, I'm not satisfied. You know, this doesn't make sense for me to keep paying you every month. I'm going to lose money. You know, for you to lock me in a long-term contract, this is why the Federal Trade Commission came down on you guys. Effective immediately, I no longer want you charging my account, okay? That's the first step you do. The second step you do is you call your card company and you put a block on them. Now, Angie's is going to call you, email you, text you. Why? Because they want money out of you, okay? They may even try to threaten you. They threatened my roofing company recently, right, that was spending over $2,000 a month with them, okay? And bottom line, though, is it's all threat. It's all noise. They know they're not going to take it any further because they know if you go to the Federal Trade Commission, right, they're going to not like that, right? And they're already under government scrutiny anyways because of what they've done in the past, okay? So I'm surprised right. they're still doing the business model they do. I'm shocked. But you know what? It's the cost of doing business. They got their hands slapped down, and they're going to keep doing it because it works for them, and it brings them so many hundreds of millions of dollars every year, okay? But it's at your guys' backs, right? It's off of your guys' hard work and hard money, right? So some marketing yeah. works, some doesn't. Like, I have about 10% of my clients swear by Angie's. The other 90%, they're like, I hate them, right? So you're going to have to figure that out based upon your own experience, right? But at least you know now, okay, if it doesn't work, the steps to take to get out of that contract, right, so that you don't get held over the coals or over the fire because it's not fair to you to spend that kind of money every month, right, if it doesn't work.
Right.
Hopefully that was helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like I said, I because it is the holidays, like we don't discount our services, but obviously I would love to have you as a client, Benson. You're the type of guy I like working with, right? I can go get a favor done. I'll get you your website for free too. Again, it's $249 a month. We would lock you in at that. And then as we start getting you like more and more work and as things start performing, then we can start sitting down like, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 months from now and sit down and start working on getting those pay per leads going so that you can really take your business to the next level.
Okay. Now, how much is that, Ed?
What's that?
How much is that, Ed?
Okay. Yeah. 60. So to do the pay per leads, right? It's a $250 transaction to get it going because we have to pay for your background check and get all the paperwork. And like I said, it's a long process. Because Google doesn't just let anybody get at the very tippy top. It's a process, right?
Yeah.
But that's a one-time charge. And then after that, like I said, once we do get you approved, it's $68 per every lead, like qualified lead you take, right? But to get
right.
that account set up, remember you have to prepay for 13, which is $884. So after the like 2 month project to get it like initially set up, so it's an investment, like I said, but that platform are the best leads money could buy because there are people that are actively looking for you. Yes, you being on Google, like my basic package of $249, right? That's going to get you a good ROI every month. Okay. As we've done studies, it's for every dollar you spend, you should get about $10 back. So that package is going to get you a couple thousands of dollars worth of work or more, okay? But let's say it gets you like $2,000 to $3,000 worth of work every single month, right, coming in, okay? That's good, but it's not going to like pay, you know, like it's decent money, but it's not going to get you to the level you want to get to, right? That's why
yeah.
having those pay per leads on top of it, right, will help you get to the level you want to get to, okay? So I got this client. He's called Stingray Electric out of Florida. Okay, I'll text you his video before I forget who I'm sending to right now. But he takes so many of those leads every single month, right? And it's because at first he started exactly how you're starting. He started with the ideal package, but obviously it takes time to get him pre-approved for the paper leads, right? And as once he got approved, he started taking just a few at a time. And then over time, like I said, like he's got it running wide open now, right? And the guy spends probably $40,000 a month with us, right? All said and done on his marketing budget. Now that's obviously extensive, right? He has a bigger team, right? You know, but a good marketing campaign for you, you're probably looking about $500 to $600 a month if you really want to take your business to the next level, which is
right.
not crazy, right? But at the same time, you got to spend money, right, to make money, you know? So we're not here to gouge you. We're here to, like, you know, make sure you're effective. But the nice thing is, Benson, we're not going to put you in any long-term contract. We do ask a three-month commitment from you because the first 90 days we're spending so much work and time on this that we lose money, right? And as long as you stick it out the first 3 months of this, you're going to stay, right? So that's the good thing about our services is we only ask a three-month commitment, and then after that, it's strictly month-to-month relationship with us.
Okay,
so
well, could we do this Monday? Set something up?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I could try and hold this. Like, I don't want my team calling another handyman, you know? I mean, what's going to change between now and Monday?
All right. Well, what do I got to do to get that spot just for now?
I mean, yeah, definitely. It's not difficult. So what I would do is I just get your account set up. And then Monday, what we could do is schedule your 45-minute call because we got to go through some stuff with you, right? So today I'm just going to get your account set up. I'll get you over the invoice and everything. And then on Monday, we'll go over some things with you in terms of, like, you know, like showing you some things, right? And then between now and Monday, I'll have you download the Local Splash app, okay, to put on your phone. That app's going to be your best friend, by the way, Benson, okay? And then I would suggest, too, over the next few days and even all through next week, start trying to get some of your old clients' names and phone numbers organized. I don't care if you have to write it on a sheet of paper. I don't care if you know how to use an Excel sheet and put them on an Excel sheet. Get it all organized, okay? Because when the time comes and we have your Google Business profile set up, you're going to start texting those people, right, to start getting your 5-star reviews so we can move as quickly as possible. Make sense?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, and then what's your best email?
Benson Naylor, period, 005, at Gmail.
Nice. I had a teacher named Todd Naylor at one point, long time ago. It's a very unique last name. You don't see it that often, you know?
Yeah.
You don't see it. Okay. I'm going to send you an email, too, breaking this all down so you can see it, right? I know I'm just like a... Benson, our conversation. Last year, did you do any marketing at all, or how were you getting business?
No, just Facebook, word of mouth.
But it only took you so far, huh?
Right.
Gotcha. Building. So you do decks, roofing, general contracting, right? Handyman kind of keywords. Anything else that you try to focus on?
Okay.
Or is that pretty much it?
No, it's renovations.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, those, you getting on that pay-per-lead program on renovations, that's where the money is. Cannot stress that enough. My, like, general contractors that are doing, like, kitchen remodels, bathroom remodels, right, those kind of things, the pay-per-leads are big, big, big on those. Like, you will make a lot of money doing that one day. But, again, we got to start somewhere, right? You know, I got a package for everybody. I got somebody that's just starting off. I got somebody that wants to, you know, start spending a lot of money right away. Again, you know, I'm here to kind of crawl before we walk and then walk before we, you know, run. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I just sent you an email. You should see this coming from Matt Evans. Let me know when you get it. And my recommendation, okay, is I know you have it as your contracting, like, LLC all over the place, okay? My recommendation is we remove the LLC off of your name all over the place. Why do you think I would say that?
Doesn't look as small.
What's that?
Doesn't look like such a small company.
Yeah. Well, whenever you have like LLC or Inc. or any of that, it just clouds the name, right? Any major company on Google, they don't put LLC or DBA or incorporated, right? They just have a name, okay? Yes, it's an LLC, but my recommendation is we just have it as Naylor Contracting, right, on Google.
Right.
Okay? Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I would be.
Okay. Just want to make sure, you know? I don't want to make changes, you know, that you wouldn't be okay with, okay? And then this is going to be your best contact phone number, correct?
Right.
Okay, perfect. And then what address are you running under? I know you said you're under the 17044. What address are you running out of the house? Is that what you have it as under, or?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to hide the address from the public, but we got to present that address to Google, obviously. So what address is that?
63 7 Star Lane.
7 Star Lane. Okay, let's see. 63 7 Star. There it is. Okay. Lane. Lewistown, 17044. Perfect. And you don't have a website, correct?
No.
Okay. It's 7 stars, right? Like, it's plural, correct?
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what it's showing.
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure. 17044. Gotcha. Did you get my email, by the way?
Yeah, I'm looking at it here.
All right, perfect.
All right.
Naylor Contracting. Perfect. Okay, so we got to set up a security thing for your account. So every time we call you or you call us, we're going to ask you this security question. Okay. So you can either do mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name, Benson. Which one would you like to use?
First pet name.
Okay. And what's that answer?
Sophie.
Sophie, you said?
Yeah.
S-O-P-H-I-E?
Yep.
S-O-P-H-I-E. Okay, perfect. I've seen that one before. Must be a common first pet name. I mean, it's not that common, but I've seen it. Okay, cool. And then I'm working on getting my team to discount you to $249 too, as well. And like I said, if you need any help or need me to re-explain how to handle Angie's if it comes to that point, let's say after 30 days, right, or gets close to that next billing cycle, and you've been with them and you're like, man, I'm just burning money with Angie's. It's not really working out for me. And you need me to re-explain, you could either text me or email me or whatnot and just be like, hey, Matt, can we just jump on a call? Right. And I'll give you, we'll set up a time or I'll give you a call and we'll go through that again. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the nice thing is like, I do have a lot of clients and I'm very straight up about that. I probably have over 1,000 clients now, Benson. So I'm straight. I stay really, really busy. Right. But the one thing about me is I take my job very seriously and I will always be there for you. So you're going to hear from me as we go along the process. Okay.
Right.
Now I do assign an account manager to your account. We just started this probably 8 months ago. And I think it's been one of the best successful things we've done over the last 20 years now as a business. And that is, assigning account managers to it. Because if I had to handle all the communication, handle all the initial setup, right? It's just a lot on me, right? So it used to be all on my shoulders. Now the account manager's job is to have phone calls with you on a monthly basis, to go over your success, to track what's working and what isn't working, right? And make sure that, you know, you're getting the results so you stay with us, okay? So that's the main reason the account manager and their job is to do the grunt work with the team, okay? So the account manager you're going to be talking to a lot once I get it assigned, okay? And you're going to like them. Everybody's here, right, in California. Like, we're not, like, in some foreign country here, right? And we're going to basically, you know, hold your hand every step of the way. Okay. First thing that we're going to do once we get your website up and all your ads created is we're going to assign a tracking phone number to the account. Okay. So we prepay for this phone number. Okay. And the reason why we use a tracking phone number on all your ads and everything, and it gets forwarded to your cell phone, by the way, is to see how everything is performing. Okay. We need to know where that lead came from. You need to know where that lead came from, right? Right? Because we ultimately need to see how well we're working or not working, right? What areas are working? Is Lewistown working well for you? Okay? You know, and why, you know, and what keywords are ultimately working good for you? So the tracking phone number is going to give us all the analytics. On top of that, on your dashboard and your app, Benson, all your calls are recorded and are easily accessible on the app or just logging into our website. So you're going to be able to see how many leads you get every single month, right? And it's going to keep track of all of that for you month after month to help you stay organized.
Right.
Cool? Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm working on getting your invoice and everything set up, okay? How do you want to take care of your monthly every month? You could either use MasterCard, Visa, Discover, American Express. Which would you like to use?
Visa.
Okay. That should start with a 4. Why don't you go ahead and read that off to me?
What's that?
I said that should start with a 4. Why don't you go ahead and read that off to me?
Does this lock in a spot that's top?
Yeah, so you're going to be on the first page. Exactly. You're not going to be
of
like,
Google.
So that's why I wanted you to get in front of Google. Can you get in front of Google real quick?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
You're in front of Google?
Yep.
Okay. So type in handyman, and we'll just do it in Lewistown right now, right? Even though you'll also be in the other area too. Handyman in, let's just say, how about? Okay.
Okay. I got Miracle Made Solutions.
Yeah. You see on the very top, that's what you're seeing, Miracle Made?
Yeah.
You typed in, are you in actually Lewistown right now?